Blog Talk Radio.
And a beautiful Tuesday night in New York, out here in the country, and Inner Sight Open Mic, the program where you can pick your own subject. Of course, you got to keep it clean, you know. We'll tell you about the phone situation in a little bit, but want to welcome everybody to our Inner Sight program. Want to thank all our listeners, over 100,000, 115,000 plus. And I want to thank people for responding to our petition, the one on the nursing homes, where we're trying to bring about a miracle. And when that miracle occurs, people won't have to go to nursing homes anymore. The nursing homes won't be there. So go to change.org and look at the petition. Read it. See what you think of it. You know, it's a wonderful solution. It's a solution that takes tax burdens off of people. It's a solution that gives the agencies a wonderful excuse to raise money so they can make money on it. This idea works for everyone. Turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. Simple. Simple to say. Not that simple to do. Well, we hope it becomes simple because it's going to benefit a lot of people. It's going to improve the image of the disabled in this country. All right, so give us your support by signing the petition. Change.org, and just look for the nursing home under Inner Sight. That's Inner Sight, InnerSight. And you'll find the petition. We have two petitions up there. One regarding the service dog schools, where there's no fair hearing law when a disabled person is denied a service dog. And the other one on the nursing homes. Both vital and important to bring about good change for those of us who have to deal with the when we're disabled. All right, Inner Sight Open Mic. And let's see, brought to you by Kennedy Realty. Anthony Kennedy, Islip, New York. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good info. Call Mr. Kennedy, 631-888-1186. We thank him for his help keeping Inner Sight on the air. We greatly appreciate that. So, Kennedy Realty, Inner Sight thanks you. Hey, we got all the beautiful children of the world. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, and all those who perished Texas shooting. Horrible thing. We honor them, love them. Go an extra mile for a child. Let the politicians put that saying into practice and bring about our idea to protect children in the schools. The dog, the trained dog at the door, with an officer and the metal detectors inside the door to make sure that people aren't entering those schools with hurtful material or weapons. All right, yours truly, I'm a dog trainer, and I volunteer my time to do whatever I can to help train the dogs. So get with it. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. And we thank you for it. Let's see. What else we got? Oh, Suffolk Bus Corp. We thank them for their support of Inner Sight. We thank Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, working with us on this nursing home idea. Pledged support for our up-and-coming news conference in September. And we're hoping to get political support Wilbur Murray, one of the officials of the town here, is trying to drum up some political support for our idea of turning the nursing homes into political housing, so we'll keep you posted on that. And let's see, who else we got to thank? Oh, we better thank all our donors who want to thank Olga for her $100 donation. Thank you very much. And let's see, James Bahamonde is a civil rights lawyer. Well, don't worry about the last name, Bahamonde, you know. Just call him James. 516-783-9662. All right. And let's not forget about our good friends and loving people at the Big East Akita Rescue. Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net is the email. And you can phone them up. 609-388-7004. So don't forget, you want a great dog? Adopt an Akita. They have a trainer they work with. They are able to evaluate the dog for you. You know, you want the dog for a specific purpose, let them know. If you want an Akita service dog, and you want to train it on your own, we'll help you. Inner sight, you know. So keep that in mind and let us know. And Akita is a very intelligent, and contrary to some of the beliefs, they're very, very gentle, beautiful dogs. You got to get the right one for the job, like anything else. Big East Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004. Or you can email them, BigEastAkitaRescue@Verizon.net. And this is Open Mic, we had some new equipment put in, and we're having a lot of trouble with the phone. It takes a long time to get through on a call, so we're on the main line, and hopefully it'll hold. We're going to try and get call out to get callers on the line. Now, if you want to be on the show, you want to talk on the show, call the Inner Sight number and leave your number. You see. And we'll try to retrieve that and get back to you. 631-224-3090. We don't have the other number working tonight. So you have to call in, leave your number, and request a call back if you want to speak on the open mic. 631-224-3090. All right. I heard a very disturbing item on the news tonight, CNBC, how the FDA, you know, Federal Drug Administration, you know, they test all the drugs, or they don't test them, but they approve them. They vote on different drugs and supposedly sanction drugs and, you know, tell you which ones are safe and so on and so forth. Well, there was a report today. I don't know what company published it, but I heard it on the news. A 6,000-page document was not looked at by the FDA. Now, in order to get the whole story, you got to go, you know, that's just the headline. I would presume, and I don't know, I would presume that they're talking about information regarding the latest vaccinations. Then I heard another item later where the FDA changed their mind about some vaccination. Now, I'm not clear on that either. Maybe we can get some more information on it from one of our callers. But the thing that bothers me, and I'm sure it bothers a lot of people, is this 6,000-page report. I mean, why wasn't it looked at? Why wasn't it was on research, they said. Why wasn't it examined and looked at and dealt with? And, you know, I'm sure there's information in there that's of vital importance. So, you know, it's just another example of how the government is failing us, you know, and how people are very neglectful in dealing with other people's lives, which is the reason why yours truly sticks with all natural remedies as much as I can. Now, I'm not saying the doctors, that they're all bad, no. A lot of good ones, you know. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't get checked up or looked at or see what's going on. No, you should. But when it comes to what you're going to put in your body, it's another story, you know, because then you can run into a lot of trouble with the side effects and the long-term side effects and allergies, that you might be allergic to certain things, and combination of drugs. I mean, there's so many different aspects to this, you know, that it's very hard to follow. Even the doctors can't follow it in the right way. They give people all these different drugs, and the next thing you know, over a period of time, you start falling into problems. And some people even get worse because the drugs to the body tissues. So be smart. You know, you hear about these smartphones. We need smart people. You know, check it out, research it, talk to doctors who believe in natural healing. You know, they'll give you some enlightenment. There's a guy on the internet, Dr. Berg, look him up. He's got a lot of good stuff on his website and on the YouTube. I'll give you another doctor, Dr. Calipe. He has a weekly radio show. You know, I would consult him. There's a lot of good people. And, you know, don't just jump at the first opportunity or that someone wants to put in you. Check it out. All right, Inner Sight open mic, and let's see. We're going to try to get Anthony from Brooklyn on the line. Hopefully our system will work. So stand by. We're going to have to break the station here. You'll get some silence, but we'll be right back on Inner Sight. Stand by. We're having trouble with our system here. And as I told you earlier, we had new equipment put in. And the phone doesn't always click in the way it should. So we'll try that again in a couple of minutes. Sometimes it eases up and we're able to get through. Anyway, this is open mic. And if you come on the show, you can talk about whatever you want, as long as you keep it clean. Let me go down the, the week here. Monday night, we call the program Mad or Glad. Anything you're mad about or glad about, you can talk about. Tuesday's open mic. Tomorrow night is our nursing home show. And, you know, we got the petition up there on change.org. We're working with getting support for our up-and-coming news conference in September. First time I ever heard of a news conference being planned so far in advance. Usually, they announce them a day or so. But this is different, and I think it's going to work very well. So any independent living centers out there who would like to support and be part of the news conference, we'd love to have you. We already have one. And we're hoping to get at least the tri-state, if not more. We haven't set the date yet or the place, but we're contemplating doing it either in front of a nursing home or maybe even in the lobby of a nursing home. We'll have to see what our advisors and attorneys advise us to do. All right, Inner Sight. Let's see. Let me see if I can click on our system here and call out to Anthony in Brooklyn. Let's see what happens. All right, we're still having the same difficulty. I apologize for that. And Anthony, if you're listening, I apologize. We'll try one more time in a little bit to try to get you on the air. But this is open mic. And let's see, what else is going on? I hear on the news, mostly you hear about the economy. Now, some people say there's a recession. Other people say it's not true, that there won't be a recession, you know. But I say to the politicians, get us more help, you know, the average person. We talked about it last night, how we should be getting a stimulus help from the state. I mean, a lot of states I hear are giving stimulus help. But New York has failed to do so. So I think the politicians ought to really buckle down and understand that people need help. And not only that, it gives you a feeling that, hey, this person is a politician, they're a governor, they don't have to worry about anything, they got everything that they need. This person cares, you know, because they took the time to give us a stimulus, and you know it's not gonna make anybody rich, but it helps. If you really want people to care about you, you got to care about them. And believe me, come voting time, people are going to remember what these politicians have done. We remember what this other last governor did, how horrible he was. Left people in the nursing homes. We urged him to get him out and put him in housing, and he wouldn't do it. And now we find out that more people died who were sent to hospitals. There was a report on that that weren't counted before. So I wouldn't vote for a politician who did that to people, who left them in the nursing home and was indifferent and didn't even give us a stimulus help. I wouldn't vote for somebody like that. And I'm sure other people feel the same way. And on top of it, he was corrupt. So, the system says he's innocent. All right. But that still doesn't mean he wasn't corrupt. So Inner Sight urges these politicians to step up and go that extra mile and help us get through this, because a lot of people are backed up, suffering, and are trying to, struggle with the make ends meet, as they say. All right, Inner Sight, open mic. We don't have the regular phones tonight, and we may not even be able to make a call. So it may come down to a one-man open mic. Let's see. We'll try to get Brooklyn on the line again. Anthony from Brooklyn, stand by. Stand by. Inner Sight, open mic. Stand by. Apologize for the dead air. Stand by. We're not having any luck with this system. Let me tell you what happened. They called me from one of the telephone vendors and offered me a lower price with so-called better service. So they came and did a whole thing here. They put in a new modem and all that. And ever since then, been horrible. You can't dial out. I can receive calls on this line. My voicemail is, thank God, is working. But you cannot dial out. There's no power on the touch tones to dial out. It's hit and miss. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. So that's the story with this, and we just try to dial Anthony, 825 New York, open mic, Inner Sight. We just tried to get Anthony from Brooklyn, and the call wouldn't go through. So for now, we're a one-man Inner Sight open mic, and it's the show where you can just talk about anything you want. Ramble on, I guess. I heard that I didn't hear any details. I just listened to the headline, but I heard that Mr. Trump was very angry at what's going on in Washington with these hearings, Well, you know, every politician is imperfect. I mean, let's face it, you know. And they do things that are not, you know. And sometimes they get caught. Sometimes they don't. How many politicians have dealt with corruption and, you know, taken money that doesn't belong to them or whatever else and have never got caught? I'm sure that, you know, it happens. You're not going to catch all of them. So it's part of life that people do things that are stupid, you know. Stand by. We're going to try to get a call. Stand by. Lou, you there? All right, stand by. Yeah, I'm going to try to call Louis Rivera. And as I explained to you, this phone is under a bad connection. It's supposed to be repaired. So we're dealing with that and trying to deal with the show. But as I started to say, you know, politicians are human, just like anybody else. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody does things that are stupid. And the thing is, you know, when you're a politician, you do it. It's a whole nother ball game, because it can affect, and it does affect, people's lives. And but you know, you'd be surprised how many people would vote for a corrupt politician. It's happened before. All right, stand by. We're going to try to get Louis on the line. Stand by. Open mic. Yeah, we're having the same difficulty with the dialing. So we apologize for that. All right, Inner Sight. Don't forget, tomorrow night is our nursing home program. And Thursday night, I started to tell you the rundown of the week. Thursday night, we have a special guest. And we're going to be talking about protection of disabled people, you know, where you can self-defense. So that's Thursday night with the Third Eye. Third Eye Insight is the name of the group. And we'll be talking with Devin Fernandez Thursday night. Friday night is the funnies here on Inner Sight. You know, we get together, we have a good time, and goof off, and Louie comes in with a lot of crazy stuff. We'll have Jimmy Dinigan Oh, we got to tell you about the Friday night, about the firecrackers that Jimmy brought to school. And the firecrackers that I brought to school, homemade firecrackers. I'll never forget that. It was a lot, that was funny. So that's Friday night. And then we'll tell you about our crazy friend Gabriel, who lost his wig on Friday night. And, of course, Louie will be here with all his crazy talk and all that. So that's the Inner Sight Week. Now, next Monday, 4th of July, it's going to be an off night for us. No show on the 4th. Come back July 5th with the open mic. Inner Sight, by the way, if anyone would like to make a donation, you go to innersight.info and click on the PayPal to get, or to help us, I should say, to help us achieve our goals. We have a couple of them. Let me just go over those goals for a minute in case people don't know. All right. The goal with the nursing homes, turn them into accessible housing. Get the agencies to help raise money. Mandate the agencies. We want to produce a television show once or twice a year to raise money, keep people in their own homes with all the help they need. And we also have an idea called Volunteers for Freedom in connection with the keep people out of nursing homes. Volunteers for Freedom, certified home health aides would be rewarded financially if we can establish a fund, and the agency should contribute to that too. So should the government. Volunteers who would make up for the hours doesn't want to give people to keep them out of the, keep them safe in their own home. Now, I believe that once we set that up, the state is going to be so embarrassed, you know, that they'll probably say, all right, we'll pay for a certain amount of hours. So that's the goal on a nursing home. Turn them into accessible housing. Now, the next one is the service dog schools. Bring about a law to protect people. As Joe Delgado put it, you know, the agencies, the service dog schools are very unfair to those that they're servicing, because they don't have an appeal system, a fair hearing system. So we have a petition on that. We've approached some politicians, and they haven't done a thing. Went to the highest state senator, and we went to our congressman. So what you can do on that is sign a petition, or if you'd like to make a donation, you can do it through PayPal, or you can go through change.org and make a donation, attention to the petition. You can do the same thing with the nursing homes. And I want to thank the person who got attention on our nursing home petition to the tune of 150 people who viewed it. I'm hoping we'll get more signatures that way. Now, our third goal, to improve and to have enforcement on the Americans with Disability Act, to get people who are in wheelchairs and all disabled people more safety and accessibility. All right. That's gonna take a lot of doing, and we met with our congressman on that too. To no avail. He didn't do a thing. So these politicians, you know, they got to show that they give a damn about us. They got to stop with all this nonsense and start renovating this system so that people can get more help and so we can pay more attention to living our lives instead of having to be advocates for the government. Those are the three main goals. Now we have another goal down the line, and that is to make sure that a disabled person's disability cannot be taken away from them for as long as they're disabled. Get rid of all these ridiculous rules. You know, you make a few extra bucks or you're trying to better yourself. That should have nothing to do with your disability check or your benefits. All right, so that's our goal there, to establish a lobby in Washington to make that happen. Those are the inner side goals. And needless to say, we need all the help we can get to achieve them. All right. Let me try to call Louis one more time on our system here, which is lacking, and hopefully by the time showtime tomorrow night, we'll have this system fixed. Stand by, world. All right, sorry about that. We still can't dial out here, and we apologize. But this is open mic, and it turned out to be a one-man open mic. So, hey, one is better than none, right? I want to thank my guide dog, Charabelle. What a sweet animal and caring. You know, a lot of these politicians could take an example from a dog like Charabelle. You know, her mentality, her personality, her caring, her people say dogs can't love. I don't agree with that. Her loving ways. Loyalty. One of the key words, loyalty, of the guide dog. And smart. Intelligent. When I think of all the situations that she gets me through, you know, especially the traffic, big trucks. You know, I don't know how she does it. Now, remember, of course, I trained her on my own. A lot of the things that she does, I never taught her. It comes to her naturally. For instance, I never taught her traffic. I taught her to go straight, you know, down on one side of the street and straight over and up on the other side. I taught her that. But any protection or work with the traffic, she picked that up on her own. And I just followed her, you know. And then she got me through and got me to the other side of the street. So I believe that the Akita has a great, great mind. There's something about the Akita mind that is so brilliant. They could be the biggest babies in a lot of ways. But when it comes to the chips are down and thinking and figuring things out, they are brilliant. You know? And I taught her what we call overheads. You know, a dog has to get used to your height for that. So I taught her the overheads, and she's very good at that. You know, she'll pull me away from overhanging branches and things sticking out, you know, obstacles on the ground. She'll, depending on what it is, of course, she'll many times identify it. In other words, she'll stop at it, in front of it, and let me put my foot out and check it out, you know. So she's a very, very brilliant, beautiful guide dog. I cherish her and I love her. And all these politicians should take an example from Charabelle and show that they care about people and listen to us and be open to new ideas. New ideas is what made this country vital and famous, isn't not? You know, the great inventors, Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Edison, so on and so forth. Wasn't it new ideas that changed people's lives for the better? The politicians pay attention to the animals like Charabelle and show that they care. Hey, open mic, inner sight. I don't give up. You want to try it one more time? Let's see if we can get Louie on the line. Here, we're getting poetic. One more time, Louie on the line. Stand by, world. Stand by. Well, we tried it. Hopefully by tomorrow, the phone people will have done their job and fixed this line. All right, open mic, inner sight. I don't have to give out a phone number because you can't call in. All right, but you can call and leave a message, 631-224-3090. If you want to leave a comment, we will retrieve it and put it on the air on any subject, as long as you keep it clean, of course. All right. Let's see, we'll get a time check. Beautiful weather, beautiful day today. Hope we get another one tomorrow. 8:49, Inner Sight, New York. Open mic. And this is the week before 4th of July now, you know. So watch the driving. You know, I got a thing on driving. I got to tell you, a lot of people are going to think I'm crazy, but I think vehicles go too fast. The only vehicles that should be allowed to speed up like that is an emergency vehicle situation. But these cars go so fast that when somebody runs out in the road or gets out in the road, and usually it's a poor sweet animal, they haven't got a chance. The car went slower, the person could at least have more of a chance to stop before the impact. So I'd like to see the car system slow down. I mean, everybody's in a hurry, you know. It's really horrendous when you've got these cars speeding along, especially on the highways. And, you know, you just can't help thinking, is that person going to lose control of that vehicle? See? At least if you're not going fast, you lose control. Yeah, somebody can still get hurt, but I think it's less likely because it'd be easier to stop the vehicle. I mean, isn't that common sense? Whatever happened to the common sense government? I said that to somebody one time, and they said, the government doesn't believe in common sense. And it's so true. They don't. I mean, just look at any one of these goals that we're working on. Common sense tells you that it costs more money to keep a person in a nursing home than it does in their own home. That's common sense. Everybody knows that. I mean, it's a fact. And when I talked to a few months ago, and I spoke to Angela Melanie, by the way, Able News is the paper on and about the disabled. They've been around for almost 30 years. They got columns on with experts. They got a calendar of events. You can list your event in there, a fundraiser, whatever. They've got, they also have, from time to time, they have vans that you could buy. And also a personal column, if you're looking for a new friend. So read Able News, dedicated to the memory of the disabled where the disabled person has priority. All right. Able News online. You get a free subscription. Angela Melanie, my dear friend. And a few months ago when I was talking to Angie, telling her about we were talking about the nursing homes. And she said to me, she said, still have those nursing homes? They're still wasting all that money? You know? Her mother died in a nursing home. So I'm sure we'll get Angela's support on this whole idea of turning the nursing homes into accessible housing. Hey, anybody out there, you want to be on the show? You want to talk? You want to be a special guest? Send us an email, innersight@pmpmail.com. No attachments. Plain old Innersight email. Or you can call us at the Innersight number, 631-224-3090. By the way, if you dial that number, I'm not going to give my cell out on the air, but you'd have to dial the number, and I do give the cell out in our voicemail. So you'd be able to reach us that way. So if you call in, leave your name and number, mention what you want to talk about, and we'll call you back. Or do the same in the email. Anyone out there who has a relative or a friend that they're trying to keep out of the nursing home, contact us. We would like to try to help you raise money to do that. Maybe we could set something up as a prelude to the news conference that we're planning in September. So I know that there are people who are taking care of other people, trying to keep them out of nursing homes. We'd love to hear from you. And maybe we can, you know, every little bit helps. Maybe we could come up with some idea for a fundraiser. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. And that's exactly why we want to turn these nursing homes into accessible housing. They're already accessible. Oh, that old Jackie Gleason joke, when he said to Alice, this time I'm going to get my pot of gold. And she comes back at him, go for the gold, Ralph. You've already got the pot. Duh! You know. So just go for the housing. We already have the accessibility in these nursing homes. All right, Inner Sight, tomorrow night's our nursing home show. I think that's going to turn out to be one of the best shows, the nursing home show, because everybody seems to be supportive of that, you know. And we appreciate it. No one, I repeat, no one should have the threat of a nursing home hanging over their head. I mean, what kind of business is that? You know, the government is supposed to protect us, not put us into a place that takes all our money and our resources and leaves us to be neglected times and many times not only neglected but dirty. So we're going to do it, world. We're going to eliminate the threat of a nursing home. I know we're going to do it. I hope I'm around to see it. All right, Inner Sight, thank you so much for listening. Sorry about the phone situation. The phone situation, we'll fix it. Wish Suzanne a speedy get well. She got to change some of her lifestyle, I'll tell you. Thank you so much. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090. This has been Open Mic, and we'll see you tomorrow night, 8 to 9, on the nursing home program. People die in nursing homes every day. That's the beginning of the petition. Go to change.org. Please sign our petition. We thank you so much. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight. Give us more Inner Sight.